From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. A new dashboard tracks cases of the coronavirus in Alabama schools. State education officials say the numbers look pretty good so far, but challenges remain. Most schools have reopened for in-person classes, but now some are having to close again as students and staff test positive for the virus. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
State Schools Superintendent Eric Mackey says the new COVID tracker has two goals.
One is just full transparency, but the second one is so people will understand that there is not great prevalence across the state of positive COVID cases in schools.
The dashboard launched last week and will update every Friday. It currently shows about 720 cases statewide. More than 40% of school systems didn't report numbers the first week, but officials expect more to participate moving forward. Suzanne Judd is an epidemiologist with UAB's School of Public Health. She says there haven't been widespread outbreaks in schools, but the data is complicated.
The challenge is that we just don't know whether or not young people are getting tested. So the information on the tracker is not really capturing the full picture of what might be happening.
Judd says there's no randomized testing of K through 12 students, which makes it difficult to detect asymptomatic cases. And it's up to parents to take their kids to get tested and report any positive results back to the school. Nationally, rates are going up. A record number of kids, more than 61,000 nationwide, were diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. That's according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. And when there are positive cases, it can have a big impact. West Blockton High School is one of several schools in Alabama that's had to close in recent weeks. Terry Lawley is the principal. He says the main issue is finding replacements for staff out sick or at home quarantining.
Yeah, there's only so many people to pull from, and we've just had a hard time getting specific subs lined up.
It's a problem statewide. In response, some school districts have increased pay rates for substitutes. But State Superintendent Eric Mackey says a bigger challenge is just the way schools are set up. Think about cafeterias, where staff members work close together preparing food. Mackey says if one gets sick, the whole kitchen might have to shut down, which means the school might have to close.
I mean, we've closed whole schools with hundreds of students because we've had three or four or five positive cases. In fact, we closed one school because there were two positive cases, but those two people were cafeteria workers.
And Mackey says this kind of thing is likely to keep happening.
I can assure you it is not going to be better in the next couple of weeks. We're going to continue to deal with these kind of rolling blackouts, if you will, where we have school and then we don't have school for a little while.
At the same time, public health experts are warning about increased community spread of COVID-19 across Alabama. Suzanne Judd says in addition to the dashboard, it would help to have some kind of randomized testing at schools.
Having that data to understand how many people could potentially be sick really helps us to inform the interventions that we would use. But that data are not likely to appear in the next 3 months. I think we're just going to have to guess and assume that the rates are high.
She says studies do show that kids are less likely to get really sick from COVID-19, but they can carry the virus to others, like parents and grandparents. She says prevention is key, especially as more kids return to the classroom, indoor sports are starting back up, and families are preparing to gather for the holidays. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.